This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a national Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Craig is still sitting in our control room, hand hovering over the phone, waiting to swoop down and grab that. Now, earlier in the show, hour number one, I commented about Netanyahu's reaction to the Iran deal, which is basically negative, to put it politely, and how Netanyahu had ordered the Mossad to find, meaning create, evidence that Iran was not abiding by the deal. And I'm mentioning that because just now another story has come in where Netanyahu is reiterating that Israel is not bound by the P5 plus 1 deal because they're not part of the P5 plus 1, which you wouldn't know it from the way they were in there trying to interfere all the time, and reiterating that Israel still has a right to strike Iran's nuclear power station the instant they feel there is evidence that Iran is not complying with the interim agreement. In other words, Netanyahu is going to say, we have evidence they have broken the agreement, and they'll launch the fighters in there. Now, that's going to be bad for Iran, but I think it's going to be good for the rest of the world, because it's going to hammer home the point that Israel is driving this war agenda. In the Mideast, and certainly here in the United States of America, AIPAC has openly proclaimed they are going to force the U.S. Congress to not abide by this interim agreement. They're already pushing for more sanctions out there. They're trying to get a veto-proof majority in Congress to impose more sanctions on Iran. Apparently, up in the European Union, Israel's doing the same thing. The European Union is now saying they're not going to abide by the Iran interim deal. And that's okay, because everybody on planet Earth is now seeing who it is who wants to push this world toward more war, and it's Israel. Now, turning to the economy, Greece is still mired in their economic woes, and they're looking at the aftermath of austerity and all of this nonsense to please the European Central Bank and to deal with that huge amount of debt that was created for the people of Greece by Goldman Sachs and Papandreou. It was a complete fraud. And the attitude of the bankers is, we don't care if the debt was created through fraud. Debt is a debt is a debt. It is sacrosanct. It is above question. It is beyond reproach. You and your children and your grandchildren will work to pay that debt no matter what. And the Greece went through a serious devaluation, and it's not helping Greek exports. And I mention that because there's talk about forced devaluation of the U.S. dollar to improve exports on this country. But that only works if you've got a product to export somebody wants to buy. And we don't. Like I said earlier in the show, China just rejected tens of thousands of tons of U.S.-grown corn because it was found to be contaminated with GMO. U.S.-manufactured products, because they have been value-engineered to the point of uselessness, they're not selling well in other countries. Plus, there's now a stigma attached to U.S.-made products. Wasn't that way in the 1950s, 1960s? American products were the best on planet Earth. People wanted to buy a product just so they could point to it and say, that was made in the United States. Look how successful and prestigious I am. But that prestige attached to products made in the United States of America doesn't exist any longer. And so devaluation isn't necessarily going to help things. They're going to do it anyway. Meanwhile, Iceland. And you don't hear a lot about Iceland in the corporate American media, and you probably won't hear much about this at all. But IMF's new government is that they brought in to replace the government that got fired for helping the bankers loot the Icelandic people, has completed the promise that they made. They're writing off much of the mortgage debt of every household in Iceland. And, of course, it was immediately denounced by the International Monetary Fund and other international financial institutions. How dare you write off their debt like that? Let the people off their debt. Don't you know how hard we work to put them into debt? And that really is the solution. That's what worked. Throw the crooked bankers in jail. Fire the government that helped them loot the public, write off all the debt created through fraud, and restart your economy, and it worked in Iceland. And that's why you're not going to hear about that in the American media. But people living in Iceland just got a huge Christmas gift on their mortgage debt. And the bankers are upset. Harumph, harumph, we cannot have this. Going to grab a phone call here. Betty in North Carolina. Aloha, Betty. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I appreciate the subject you're on. I haven't been listening. I just got back from someplace. And it's a little bit off the banking problem. Can I introduce
Go ahead.
Okay. Global Impact partner of this, Central IRBs for multi-center clinical trials in the United States. Are you at all familiar with the health?
Not really. We're coming up on a commercial break. Can you summarize briefly?
Well, clinical trials, transformation initiative is what it's called. And I think it's written into the Obamacare law. And what somebody on your station was saying was that the legislature is not going to have any overruling of this group. And I just wondered if you had anything on this global impact partnering. And it's supposed
I don't at this point, but I think I should look into it because, like much of Obamacare, it seems to be set up to make life easier for the medical industrial complex and the insurance companies to the detriment of the American people. And it sounds to me suspiciously like a way of conducting clinical trials while bypassing the informed consent requirement. I don't know that, but it's definitely something that we should look into.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad to hear the rest of what you have to say on the other subjects.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Another story coming out, and we're hearing more and more of these horror stories. Okay. There was this woman, Marsha Kilgore, who was suffering the aftermath of breast cancer, and she was in trouble on her mortgage. And she went through one of these deals where she was told she could get a mortgage modification if she would miss three house payments. And, of course, she missed those three house payments. Wells Fargo foreclosed. She needed her house for all the medical gear to sustain her life, and she's passed away. But Wells Fargo made their profit, and I guess that's all that really matters in the United States of America. By the way, in 2013, we've had a record number of homeless students, 1.1 million students attending the public schools in the United States are homeless in this year. But we got plenty of money to buy weapons to send to Israel and prop up the bankers and the 1%. And we have millions of people homeless in what is supposed to be the greatest nation on earth. And that is what fascism does to an economy, because fascism is designed to concentrate all the wealth in the hands of a tiny, tiny few. Now, getting over to Great Britain and under the category of did they really need to do this? Apparently, Ian Duncan Smith spent £75,000 on a study to learn that the bedroom tax is not well-liked by the British subjects. Like he needed to spend that money, just go down to the pub and talk to people. Look at the Twitter posts. It's amazing here. Over at RBS, despite a year of humiliating financial scandals, the executives over at RBS are still going to get to share $500 million in holiday end-of-year Christmas bonuses. Just keeps on going. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Finishing up on the economy, there's a very interesting story I just put up from ZeroHedge.com. The Federal Reserve now owns one-third of the entire U.S. bond market. These are the bonds issued by the Treasury Department to raise money. And because they can't find anybody else to buy them right now, the Federal Reserve just creates up a bunch of money out of thin air and buys the bonds. Sounds like paper shuffling until you realize those bonds are redeemable in your future slave labor. That's what backs those treasury bonds. Somewhere down the road, the government will take your money away from you, give you nothing back for it, and use that money to redeem the bonds. And the Federal Reserve, a private bank, now owns one-third of the U.S. bond market. They are enslaving future generations of Americans with nothing more than ink, paper, and typing on a computer keyboard. And that is not what the Founding Fathers wanted for this country at all. And the United States federal government, the Office of the President, and the United States Congress are complicit in this enslavement of future American generations. Because of this Ponzi scheme, private central banking scam, which has led to disaster in every nation in history that fell victim to their scam. Now, a lot of people are very concerned about surveillance, and you ought to be. And there's a very interesting story coming out of Blacklisted News where the police are now using a technique called a tower dump to access data on suspects. But the problem with a tower dump is they're not just getting the data on suspects for whom a warrant may exist. They're getting it all. And it's all in the clear. They're able to just sort of go through and look at whatever they want to see. And there is no more privacy protection of the American people. The Fourth Amendment has been completely abandoned or is being ignored. And the official attitude is, if you've got nothing to hide, you have nothing to be afraid of. And of course we've got stuff to hide from the government. Pictures of our significant other in states of undress. I don't want somebody over at the NSA looking at that. My Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe. It's none of their business. The new book I'm trying to write. I don't want that to get out before it goes to a publisher. My new invention. I want to be able to complete it and debug it and get it over to the patent office before somebody end runs me over at the FBI or the CIA. By the way, speaking of FBI and CIA, we're still following along with Julian Assange. And longtime listeners will understand, I've had my doubts about Julian Assange ever since he first burst onto the independent media years ago. And the reason for the suspicion was that Julian Assange made the covers of Time and Newsweek about 3 months after he created the domain WikiLeaks.com. And he hadn't actually leaked anything at that time. He started getting all the news coverage. And he was being promoted by the corporate media as the go-to place for whistleblowers. If you're a whistleblower and you've got something damaging for against the government or corporations, this is who you go to. And we saw what happened to Bradley Manning, who fell into that trap, went public with these videos of the U.S. forces chain gunning a bunch of innocent civilians, including a journalism crew. Bradley Manning's in jail. And now we're hearing that Julian Assange is not going to be charged. The Justice Department is saying, nah, we've got nothing on him. There's no secret indictment. We don't like what he did, but, you know, we got Bradley Manning, so we're going to let Julian Assange go. And if that doesn't tell you Julian Assange is a controlled propaganda asset, nothing ever will. Still seeing a lot of fallout regarding the continuing drone attacks into other countries by the United States of America. And the United States official position is, hey, if they're dead, they're a terrorist and they're supposed to be dead. We don't kill innocent bystanders. And yes, that was a 6-year-old who got blown up, but it was a 6-year-old future potential terrorist. And that makes it okay. And they're continuing these drone strikes. Pakistan is not happy about that. And I can understand that. If some foreign country were sending drones into the United States and blew up my wife, I'd probably carry a grudge. Kind of hard to remain entirely cheerful after something like that happens to you. And over in Pakistan, to express their ire over the CIA's drone strikes, they've blown the identity of the CIA station chief in Pakistan. They outed him and said, this is the guy. Little tit for tat going on over there. A lot of protests and upset all over the world, some of it genuine, some of it appearing to be the work of agent provocateurs trying to destabilize. Over in Thailand, huge protests over there against the ruling family, ruling monarchy. And apparently the Thai police are down to the point of threatening to shoot to kill anyone trying to ram a barrier with a vehicle. They're just going to shoot on sight. And apparently the Thai government has now deployed these black-clad militants. Officially, they're denying they're part of the government, but these black-clad militants are going out and basically beating on the students protesting for change in that country. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here before I go on with some of these protests here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, welcome back to the saddle, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Well, and the thing is, while you were gone, we were having connection fixed because we were listening to other broadcasters trying to spread the truth by projecting the strength of the other side without even knowing it.
Well, I got to tell you, the saddle's getting worn out here. It's all duct taped up now and everything. And I only bought this thing about 6 months ago, but it's just out of warranty and the back started fraying. So thank goodness for duct tape. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, I kind of notice, you know, with this police abuse and brutality, I even notice people are starting to get sick and tired of being afraid of the police.
Oh, I know that. We're starting to see more and more of these videos where a police officer will obviously be exceeding their authority and the people around them are starting to stand up to them. And, you know, the police are taking the attitude of, you do what we tell you and that's the letter of the law. And no, it isn't. The United States Supreme Court ruled in John Bad Elk versus the United States of America that if the police are engaged in illegal activity, you as a citizen have a right to resist up to and including the use of lethal force. That is the letter of the law.
Yeah, it's just because I even though it's like, Mike, I don't even go into the big cities anymore because, you know, the thing is like when these police departments take Homeland Security money, because I'm sitting there looking at the Constitution and some of these charters, they're prohibited from taking in emolument. So I'm having a hard time saying it. An emolument,
emolument.
Is like,
it's pronounced emolument.
And grant money is considered that. And the thing is, it's no difference in contracting with Domino's Pizza. You know, once you take that money, you can't use a squad car, you can't use a police uniform, you can't even use your service revolver. Because you're a mercenary, you're not in the legal capacity as a police officer anymore.
Well, that's supposed to be the way it works, but we've seen where it absolutely is not being enforced. I mean, those uniformed New York police officers protecting the bankers, they're there moonlighting, and they just use their uniforms and badges and guns as costumes and props, but you're absolutely right. They're not legal law enforcement officers when they're working for private bankers. But of course, their attitude is, hey, I'm a cop, you do what I say. But that's not the letter of the law. We got to take a break for commercials. George, we're going to let you go here, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a couple of quick program notes before we go any further. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us on the third hour Fridays, again, like she was doing before. And a week from today, as our on-air guest, we're going to have Wally Amos, who is going to tell everybody the story of why he's no longer allowed to call himself Famous Amos. And it's a cautionary tale for those entrepreneurs who actually work to develop and create a good product and a good brand, and how you too can fall victim to the money junkies who don't actually make or create anything, but simply manipulate the money to gain control of other people's ideas and value engineer them. We're going to take a phone call here. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, sir, it is refreshing to hear you again, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I think one of the most powerful things that you say and the way that you say it is how you talk about the Currency Act, what it is, how it led up to things, and the deficit of society. No one understands this anymore. And if you can segue that into what you speak about how the Constitution provides for us creating currency as a public utility, if people could start to make that their talking point and make that a conversation piece and listen to the way that you explain it, I think that we would really, really have a grasp on what we need to be working on.
I absolutely agree with you, and certainly between now and next month, when this whole issue of the debt ceiling is going to come up again, every American ought to be asking, why? If the Constitution allows the U.S. government to create and issue a debt-free currency for public use, does this government continue to go to a private central bank to borrow created currency at interest? It makes absolutely no sense at all. And you will hear nobody in the corporate media ask that question. And you will hear nobody in the U.S. government answer that question because they don't have a good answer. The answer is, 100 years ago, a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president sold future American generations into the slavery of private central bankers to make a fast buck. That's basically it in a nutshell. And sometime later this month, I'm going to do up a whole new article with whole new graphics, basically hammering this point home. This country was started with the public currency operated as a public utility. And we have had three of these private central banks come on in and try and get this model going of all commerce must be conducted with currency borrowed at interest from the private bankers. It's the same banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. And all three times, it's brought the nation to the edge of collapse. And we need leaders with the courage to stand up and say no more. We need a new Andrew Jackson, a new Abraham Lincoln, a new John F. Kennedy. We don't have those right now, which is why we're in so much trouble. Okay?
Mike, absolutely. At some point, maybe the beginning of tomorrow's show or something, if we can explain the Currency Act to the people who don't understand it and the history behind it, I think we could really recharge the base and really get people pumped up.
All right, I'll make a point of, you know, if it's not a busy news day, I'll go back over the story of Ben Franklin and the court of King George III and the Bank of England and how they literally scammed not just the people of England and destroyed their quality of life for everybody who wasn't in the ruling class, but how they tried to do the same thing here to the United States of America and succeeded. They succeeded, and when we kicked them out, they literally started a war to try and reconquer the United States of America. So we'll go back over that, and a lot of this is covered in All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, which is permanently linked at the top of whatreallyhappened.com. But yeah, I'm going to simplify it because next month they're going to be back into this whole thing about why we need to raise the debt ceiling, and the reality is they don't need to raise the debt ceiling. This government has the legal authority to issue an interest-free, non-debt-bearing currency, a public currency for the public utility. And the only reason they don't is this government is not working for we the people. This government is working for the private bankers. Rick, thanks a lot. Going to let you go here and switch over to Chris in California. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Chris, are you there? I guess he fell asleep here. All right, we're going to hang up on Chris. Maybe he'll come back here. I want to get back to the protests that are taking place all around the world. The Ukraine is seeing a great deal of upheaval. And I have been reading the articles and looking at the photos, and I'm not sure how real this is, because supposedly this protest is all about the Ukraine joining the European Union. Even though we know that any country joining the European Union becomes enslaved to the European Central Bank and suffers thereafter. So I'm not sure how real this is, as opposed to a well-orchestrated group of agents provocateurs, but apparently some of these people trying to say we must enslave ourselves to the ECB have taken over some of the government buildings. And it's looking very, very violent over there. It's reminding me a lot of the attempted coup d'etat in Iran back in 2009. And hopefully it will fail, because anybody signing on to any private central banking system is condemning future generations to hardship and poverty. And it is never any other way. Now, the Ukrainian court has now issued a ban on all mass rallies in response to the violent police crackdown. In other words, the protesters weren't doing anything until the police showed up and started attacking them, and the court says, all right, we must stop the violence, therefore no more protests. Doesn't sound like a good solution to me. Apparently, Yemen is still in turmoil over there. 120 Salafis have been killed in North Yemen fighting, trying to stir the world up, trying to get it into that world war that everybody wants here. over in Libya. I'll bet you thought Libya was doing fine now that we kicked out that evil Gaddafi and we got rid of that pesky gold dinar, and how dare they have a state central bank and a public currency as a public utility. So invaded, kill Gaddafi, give him a brand new private central bank and all his sweetness and light. No, it isn't. Libya's army is telling the militias and the protesters that they must now abandon all of the oil ports and oil infrastructure, because the new incoming puppet regime is not able to acquire money by selling Libya's oil for U.S. dollars, and that, of course, is a real problem. Looks like Chris in California is back on the phone. Chris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, actually.
Mike, I follow you, and I appreciate your intellect and what you give us very much. So I have a personal question. May I?
Sure.
Why don't you believe in Christ as our only salvation? Well, are you an atheist, or how would you classify yourself?
Yeah.
And would you please explain to me why? Because you're very intelligent. That's why I love to listen to you, and you're all over so many topics that most people won't touch. And I don't want to personally give you something that you would not like to touch. Yeah, some people, you know, they draw back, you know, with this issue.
I know they do. I know they do.
Would you please explain to me why? I don't understand. To me, it's the only alternative, and I believe we're special. We're not evolved, and that we have a soul, and it's going to go somewhere. And I just believe Christ is my savior.
Let me start off here, Chris, by saying if that's what you want to believe, that's fine. And I don't have a problem with people believing things, whether it's the cosmic Jewish zombie or the magic pink unicorn or the flying spaghetti monster. And that's a reason I really don't go on about it a lot on the air. What I do go on about is where certain individuals within religious organizations will exploit those beliefs to exert control over people for personal profit and aggrandizement. And I see organized, corporatized religion as another form of enslavement, and on that ground, I'm opposed.
I agree. It's legion. Okay. I agree.
You know, I certainly have an issue with all the child molestation that's going on in various religions.
Absolutely.
But I don't have an issue with what you're believing. I mean, my wife is very religious. I'm sure the two of you would hit it off very well.
Yeah,
and
I don't have a problem with what she believes. Yeah, I've heard that from you. But why do you yourself reject this? In regard to, we're all going to die one day.
Yes, we are.
And I just don't understand why you don't look at this alternative. And because as I read the Bible, I'm very analytical, and I know you are as well. And I don't understand why you reject it out of hand. You know,
because there's nothing to support it. We're coming up on a commercial break here, so let me wrap this up. Basically, I avoid belief as any kind of a modality for thought. Belief is a pithy substitute for reality, and all too often we see beliefs used to control people by those who shape and control those beliefs. And so I learned at a very early age how people can be enslaved by beliefs, and that is why I absolutely refuse to go along with that mode of thought.
I seek a world
free of all belief. And when you look at the multiplicity of gods that have been invented during human civilization, obviously they all can't be right, and that doesn't suppose that any one of them are going to be right. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And just to finish up on the topic with Chris, it is the curse of being an intelligent life form that we foresee our own demise. And it's very attractive to want to imagine there is some way to evade that, whether it's Valhalla, the other side of the hill, the clouds, the river Styx, whatever. And I would speculate on that basis that as we go out into the universe and we find other intelligent civilizations, they're probably going to have their religious beliefs where somehow they don't really die. But these beliefs are used to manipulate and control people. That's how the pyramids got built. It wasn't slave labor. The pharaoh simply went out to the workers and said, look, if you'll haul that rock up to the top of that there pyramid, I'll fix it so you don't really die. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm the pharaoh. You know, I got all the gold and stuff. You got to trust me. And it's a very attractive fiction. And if you want to believe in that, that's fine. Don't let me discourage you. My issue is with those operating inside religion who are using those beliefs for personal power and personal profit to enslave people. That I oppose. Okay? And so have fun. Believe we have Christmas decorations here. You know, I'm not concerned about it. Enjoy your beliefs. I'm just not sharing them. That's all. That's all it really comes down to. Consider it a difference of opinion. All righty. Getting on back to events here on planet Earth. Afghan opium production has hit a new record high. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Heroin addicts around the world are celebrating at the drop in prices. Now, do you remember back before the United States went into Afghanistan, there was no opium production. The Taliban had crushed it out completely. And all the Afghan farmers were making their livings growing non-opium crops. And then the United States goes in to defeat that evil Taliban to make sure that the new incoming government of Hamid Karzai would allow the oil company pipeline rights of way, various other things. And the poppies started blooming all over the place. And the U.S. government is trying to say, oh, it's the terrorists who are growing the opium poppies and we can't do a thing about it. Even though we have photos of U.S. and other allied NATO forces guarding and protecting and shipping the opium. We've posted them to whatreallyhappened.com many times. I'll put it up on the front page here during the top of the hour break. And so the U.S. government's official position regarding Afghan opium is that the U.S. government, with all their advanced weapons and drones and spy this and all the rest of that, can't do the job against the opium that the Taliban was so easily able to do. That's the official story coming out of there. And we know that that opium is flooding into the United States of America, just as it was from Vietnam, flooding into Russia, which is not winning us any friends over there. But that's what it's about. Governments fight wars in favor of the drug trade. Britain fought a war against China over Britain's presumed right to sell opium to the Chinese people. The British actually bought the opium from here in the United States of America back when it was legal. It was called the China trade by those money junkies who owned that opium business and didn't really want to talk about what it was they were doing. The Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University, officially known as the Russell Trust, was originally founded on opium profits. That's where the Russells got their family money, selling opium to Britain to resell to China. We all know about how during Vietnam, Kunsa's Burmese Golden Triangle heroin was being smuggled back to the United States inside the body bags of the dead kids from Vietnam. Hawaii was a transshipment point. Iran-Contra, guns down, cocaine coming back. This is just more of the same. Having lost Vietnam, the American drug lords needed a new source of opium. Hey, there's another reason to invade Afghanistan. Now, getting back domestically and getting into some science and health issues, it's looking like Massachusetts may become the second state in the nation to ban fracking. They're looking at a bill that will impose a 10-year moratorium on hydraulic fracturing. It's going through the Massachusetts state legislature. And the bill also includes the dumping of fracking wastewater anywhere in the state. That stuff is toxic. I know they're calling it wastewater. It isn't. It's that chemical sludge that goes down into the well and then comes back up together with the oil and gas and has to be separated out. It is highly toxic. Remember, back in October, we had a caller into the show who's worked for the fracking companies and said these companies are making deals with American factories that have a toxic disposal problem. And they'll truck whatever it is over and mix it with the fracking fluid, figuring, oh, we're just going to shoot it down a couple of miles into the earth. It'll be safe down there. And, of course, it isn't. It percolates back up through those newly created fractures, gets into the water supply. We've seen those documentaries, Gasland. And I really want to do a tip of the hat here to Matt Damon, because over the weekend, I finally got to see the film Promised Land. And if you're not familiar with it, didn't exactly get a lot of attention from America's corporate media, because it's basically about the fracking issue, and it doesn't go into its harm or or benefits all that much. The story is Matt Damon is a guy working for the fracking companies trying to sell or trying to get people in this farmland to sign leases to allow fracking to be developed on their farmlands. And he starts to realize it is very, very harmful. And at the end, he basically says, I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to give you any more details because it'll be a lot more fun if you watch it. But it really illustrates the lengths the fracking companies go to make sure they get what they want, including controlled opposition and just PR stunts. And you want to pay attention to that. And I know because I saw this myself firsthand when I was still living in Washington State. And I was flying up to Seattle on an airplane, and sitting next to me with this was this young lady who admitted she was working for a public relations company. She was going to basically go into this town near the old growth forests. And she was going to just pretend to live there for about a month, get to know everybody, be friends, dress like the locals, act like the locals, look like the locals. Then she was going to show up at the hearings on logging the old growth forests and be in the audience to feed the logging company representatives questions that would help them sell the idea of cutting the old growth forests. In fact, the one that she was going in there to say was, you know, those old growth forests, they're really a fire hazard. It would be safer for us and the children if they were all cut down. And that's what public relations companies do. It's called grassroots lobbying. And here's where it gets interesting. Under the current lobbying laws of the United States of America, if you're a lobbyist and you're talking to a politician, you must identify yourself and have a little tag that says, I am a lobbyist for blah. But lobbyists who are hired to lobby you aren't required to identify themselves, whether they're people showing up at your public hearings, people posting on your blogs, people calling into your radio shows with a paid agenda. They're not required to identify themselves under the current lobbying laws. So Promised Land, it's probably going to be on the cable box again. It stars Matt Damon, who is really attracting a lot of attention because of some videos he's posted recently talking about how civil disobedience isn't the problem. Civil obedience is the problem. We're trying to get Matt to come on the show here, and hopefully we'll have him before too much longer. But I have to admire, because of what I myself went through, I have a lot of respect and admiration for people in Hollywood willing to put their careers on the line to go out there and speak the truth to power. All righty, we're going to grab a real quick phone call from Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Stoked you're back on air, man. Super stoked. All right. Question, have you seen a video on YouTube of a woman named Daphne Lee? She's with Panda Unite, and if you haven't...
Doesn't ring a bell. I'll have to track it down.
All right, check it out. It's labeled under I'm Just a Mom, okay? She spoke before the county commissioners here, and basically they had no clue what she was talking about, and just curious
The topic? What's the topic of her video?
Oh, it's bill going before the state commissioner is as far as to nullify the National Defense Authorization Act.
Ah, okay, that'll give me something to look at and
yeah,
to look
if
for.
If you just put I'm just a mom, that's it'll pop up.
All right, I will definitely look for that and post it. Got to let you go. Top of the hour, time for Phyllis Schlafly and a news break.